Turn with me to Luke 15. Luke 15. When the Lord of glory, the God of heaven, the Lord of glory, when he gives a command, his people, his followers, his believers have a heart to obey that command, don't they? We want to obey our God's command, don't we? Well, here is our Lord's command for us this morning. Look in Luke 15 at verse 6. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me. Rejoice with me. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Why? Verse 6 goes on to say, for I have found my sheep which was lost. Be happy. Be cheerful. Celebrate with me. Verse 7 says, I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth. Absolute joy. Absolute joy. Inside the pages of this book right here, inside the pages of this book is the best news a sinner has ever heard in his life. The absolute best news that a sinner has ever heard. If you are a sinner this morning, rejoice with me. Let's rejoice together. Verse 1 says, then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. Do you know who will come for bread? Not the full. The hungry will. You know who will come for water? Not the satisfied. The thirsty. You know who will come for help? Not the strong. The weak. You know who will come to Christ? Not the righteous. Sinners. Sinners will. Verse 1 says, then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. This place right here, these blue walls, this little cathedral ceiling, this is a place for publicans and sinners. It's why it was built around 1949. It's a place for publicans and sinners. This message this morning is a message, it's a gospel for publicans and sinners. That's the only people this message is for. This Christ, the God of heaven, is for publicans and sinners. He's for them, publicans and sinners. Verse 1 says, then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. They were drawn to him. They were just drawn to him. They all came to him. And the reason they came was to just hear him. They just wanted to hear him. I just want to go hear what he has to say. What were they hearing? Words of life. Beautiful words. wonderful words. They all came saying, "Would you sing them over again to me?" What were the words? What were they hearing? Look at verse 2. "And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, 'This man receiveth sinners.'" And the word started spreading like wildfire. "This man receiveth sinners." Who? Which one? You see him right over there? That man right there. This man? This man who was born king? That man? Don't you mean the one over there in the gutter? No, I mean him. This man who astounded the scholars with his wisdom when he was 12 years old in the temple? This man? You know, Solomon was the wisest mortal on earth, but there was a greater than Solomon here. You know that? A greater than Solomon. This man that heals the sick and cures the blind? This man? This man that feeds thousands with a couple of fish and some bread? We're about to go eat in a minute. And I promise you, there's more there than a couple of fish and some bread. There's more there than any of us could ever dream of eating. But this man can take two fish and five loaves of bread and feed thousands. This man that raises the dead? This man receives sinners. He receives sinners. Look at verse 2. "And eateth with them." He eats with them. This man doesn't only receive sinners, he's the friend of sinners. That's who this man is. He's the friend of sinners. He has dinner with them. He really does. He has dinner with them. He'll sit down and have dinner with them. He communes with them. He walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. This man. Turn with me over to Exodus 33. Exodus 33, look at verse 8. "And it came to pass, when Moses went out unto the tabernacle, that all the people rose up and stood every man at his tent door and looked after Moses until he was gone into the tabernacle. And it came to pass, as Moses entered into the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle. And the Lord talked with Moses. And all the people saw the cloudy pillar stand at the tabernacle door. And all the people rose up and worshiped every man in his tent door. And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face as a man speaketh unto his friend." I love that. Face to face. He talked to him face to face as a man talks to his friend. Go over to Isaiah 41. Isaiah 41, verse 8 says, "But thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob, sinner, trickster, supplanter, worthless, the one we didn't like. I used to like Esau. I wanted it to be Esau. I was a kid and I used to hear that story and hear that story and think, I wish it was Esau. I'm not a big fan of Jacob. But he said, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Verse 10, he says, fear not, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing. And they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shalt not find them, even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and you men of Israel, I will help thee, saith the Lord and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. All the publicans and sinners drew near to him to hear him. Just to hear the beautiful words, the glorious news that came out of his mouth. Tell that to me again, one more time. Listen to this song. Sometimes when we read the words, we enter into them more than when we sing the words, don't we? Sinners, the Lord Jesus will receive. Sound this word of grace to all. Who's the all? All who the heavenly pathway leave. All who linger. All who fall. That's who I want you to tell it to. Sing it o'er. And o'er again. Christ receiveth sinful men. Make the message clear and plain. Christ receives sinful men. Come and he will give you rest. Trust him, for his word is plain. He will take the sinfulest. Christ receiveth sinful men. Now my heart condemns me not. Pure before the law I stand. He who cleansed me from all spot satisfied its last demand. Christ receiveth sinful men. Even me with all my sin. Purged from every spot and stain, heaven with him I enter in. Sing it o'er and o'er again. Christ receives sinful men. Sinful men. Go back to Luke 15. Luke 15, verse 1 says, then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spake this parable unto them. Our Lord preached the gospel. This is our gospel. Verse 3, he spake this parable unto them, saying, what man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them? And I can just go ahead and tell us all, we are that lost sheep. That's us. We weren't just misplaced for a little while. The word lose, if he should lose one of them, the word lose means to destroy fully. It means to perish, to die, ruined. That's me and you. Ruined, separated, lost. We just read in that song, who the heavenly pathway leave. When man sinned in the garden, and he left that heavenly pathway. Man did not just become lost. That's what people think happened back in the garden. Well, man became lost. Let's go find him. He didn't just become lost. He became fully destroyed. Dead. Totally separated from God. Ruined. Absolutely ruined. No ability to find his way back. And even if he could find his way back, he could not be accepted in the presence of God again. He has been ruined and infected by sin. And all of the things that God has done pertaining to man, the Scripture says the angels desire to look into them, don't they? They're curious about them. Can you imagine what the reaction was when the angels and the host of glory saw man sin? Can you imagine what their reaction was? They know we're a ruined state. He stationed them with his children. God created light, and it was so good. And the angels saw light. Whether they were then or after that, I don't know. But God created light, and it was so good. And then he created the heavens, and he made the ocean, and he made the grass and the trees. And it was all so beautiful and so good. And then he made the sun and the moon and the galaxies and the solar systems, and it was so perfect. And then he made fish, and he made whales, cattle, he made birds. And then God said, "Let us make man." And all the angels noticed, he's made in the likeness of God. This one's different. He looks just like God. And God breathed life into him, and he became a living soul. And then God made woman for the man, and they became one. And it was all so good, and it was all so wonderful. And then all of a sudden, man sinned against God, and the angels and the whole host of glory said, "No!" Man is dead now. Man has become ruined, become defiled, severed from God. There's no hope for man. And then Jesus Christ stood up from his throne, and all the angels looked to him. What's he going to do? He said, "I am going to seek and to save that which was lost." And the angels desired to look into that. As poor, wretched sinners, no God and no hope, it seemed there was no one to help. But God, in his mercy, salvation supplied, emptied heaven. He said, "Angels, you go station with them. I'm getting off my throne. I'm coming down myself." He emptied heaven, and he came down himself, and a ransom was found. Verse 4 says, "What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost, fully destroyed and dead and ruined, until he find it?" Verse 5 says, "And when he hath found it," not if, "when he hath found it, he layeth it." This vile and dead and putrefying and stinking, ruined sheep. Not this beautiful little creature that's just laying over there eating some grass. No, he was totally defiled and destroyed and ruined. He layeth it on his shoulders. He takes that death. He's laying over there dead is what he's doing. And he takes that death, that rebellion, that sin. Have you ever seen a dead animal at the height of its decomposing? Oh, man, the rot and the smell. Verse 5 says, when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders. He takes all that sin and all that decay, and he lays it on himself. He bears their iniquity. Isaiah said, surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. What does that mean for us? It means with his stripes, we are healed. With his work, with his effort, with everything he did, we are healed. As soon as the burden of that sheep is laid on his shoulders, revival comes. Redemption comes. He is brought back to the fold. As soon as all that burden is laid on the shoulders of the one who saved him, and that sheep, quickened, revived, is laying on his shoulders, riding on the rescuer, singing all the way, I once was lost, and now I'm found. Verse 5 says, when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. He didn't say, my sheep came home. He said, I went and got him. Why did you do that, Lord? Why did you do that? Go to Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12, verse 2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. He did it to rejoice. That's why he did it. He did it for his rejoicing. He did it for our rejoicing. And now he says to everything that hath breath, rejoice with me. Rejoice with me. Rejoice in me. Rejoice in what I have done. Look back one more time at Luke 15. All of our Lord's heavenly host knows. All of heaven knows that man was ruined in that fall. They know that. And all of his host lives to just watch him work. In glory, everything's eyes are on Jesus Christ. We're just going to watch him work. And they desire to look into these things. They love looking into these things. And every time the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ gets up off of his throne and goes down to the wilderness and walks up to one of these dead sheep and picks him up and lays him on his shoulder and causes that sheep to say, I've been found. All of heaven erupts with absolute joy. All of heaven cries every single time. All of heaven cries, to God be the glory. We saw man before. We saw everything that happened to man, and look what he has done. He hath gotten the victory. It belongs to the Lord. He's led captivity captive. Look at verse 10, Luke 15, verse 10. Likewise I say unto you, There is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. Lord, come save us. You know, all we like sheep have gone astray out into the wilderness, and we all laid down and we all died. Come save us. Come save us, Lord. Come pick us up. Come put us on your shoulders. Bring us back to your fold. Let us hear you and all of heaven cry, "Rejoice with me. I found my sheep. I want to be found. Lord, find me." All right, let's stand together.